Well, you have to think that across Chile, 500,000 homes, probably 1/4 of all the homes in this country will have to be demolished. I went to neighborhoods where just house after house was just fallen to pieces and people sleeping on the streets, and they know their homes are going to be demolished. So they're starting to get their goods out of the house before the aftershocks knock down what is left.
And those aftershocks are still coming, are they?
We had a huge aftershock this morning. I'd say it was 6.3, which in many cases is almost an earthquake on its own. You can't tell if the ground stops moving or if you're still dizzy, but everyone has this sense that everything around us keeps moving or shaking, and I feel like I've been on like a roller coaster or a Ferris wheel for the last day and a half.
And how does the place look? Describe what you've seen, in especially in the coastal communities.
It looks like a hurricane more than an earthquake because there were just massive swells. In some places, you have large boats that have been dragged 400, 500 meters ashore. There's roads that are blocked because houses have been floated across the roads and abandoned by the waves. It really looks like the aftermath of a tornado in many places. Boats shattered, trees upside down, and you know that one standing house amid wreckage is kind of the classic scene that I'm seeing.
And what's the mood among people? Are they still afraid? Are they pleased or disappointed with the government response? How are people feeling in general?
People are increasingly desperate. What we're seeing is that Chile, as most people know, is a very long, skinny nation. You know, their communities affected are some 600 kilometers away from where we are, and most of them have no electricity, no water, very little food. Most of the cell phone towers have been knocked down. So when journalists arrive at these towns, they're often the first outsider, and what they're finding is desperate people who have no water and don't know who's alive and who's dead.
And they're just waiting for some kind of government help.
Correct. They are waiting because the government is focusing on the major cities and some of the more dramatic situations, people trapped in high-rise that fell down in the city of Concepcion, coastal islands that were nearly wiped out by these floodwaters. So it will be many days before some of these communities see help. What we're beginning to see is massive looting. At first, the government tried to stop it by firing tear gas into the supermarkets, but now the supermarket owners are actually deciding to have people wait in line, and they're allowed to take food out for free.
And what about the government's resources in terms of dealing with this? Are they well-equipped? Is this something they've been expecting for a long time?
Chile is very well-equipped. I think that if you were to ask experts, as I have, what would happen with an 8.8 earthquake hit your city, very few cities in the world could survive, such as Santiago. This is a city of almost 6 million people, and if you think only 40 people were killed, it's really a testament to how organized Chile is. The building codes are not only strict, but they're followed. You know, it's true that a single building fell down, one 14-story building, but for an entire nation, that's rather remarkable. So the country has done a very good job. They have stockpiles of food, supplies. Yesterday morning, I spoke with President Michelle Bachelet, and I asked her about outside help, what she was doing, and she said, we're not asking for outside help right now. And indeed, probably the most important thing for Chile right now is basic stuff like bulldozers and backhoes. They need to clear the roads so they can get the supplies in there. Right now, even the highways are unmanageable because the overpasses and billboards have fallen onto the highway. So really what we'll see over the next 2 days is major heavy lifting equipment getting the roads clear. Chile is a major mining company. They have massive resources in the private sector that are now being diverted, you know, away from mining operations towards cleaning up these infrastructures like roads and getting the wreckage of bridges out of the way.
And the president that you just mentioned there, she only has 2 weeks left to serve, doesn't she? Chile has a new president waiting to take office. What do you think will be the impact for him of this earthquake?
He's coming in with quite a burden. He's already announced that he will keep major disaster relief officials in the office. Generally in Chile, everybody resigns and a new team comes in. But key local political leaders and local and national rescue leaders will all be kept on. So they're trying to create a transition for the rescue efforts. There's, of course, lots of jockeying going on between the current President Bachelet, who is very good at these kind of crisis situations, as well as the incoming president, Sebastián Piñera, who's trying to show the country that he can marshal the resources and organize it. Mr. Piñera will have a very strong test as he comes into power under difficult conditions.
Jonathan,